This is WUWM's Chuck Kornbach. A new Marquette University poll shows Democrat Tony Evers with just a 2-point lead over Republican challenger Tim Michaels in the race for Wisconsin governor. The telephone survey of about 800 registered voters took place from the night after last week's primary election through Monday of this week. It has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.2%. That said, Evers is at 45 percentage points, Michaels is at 43, and independent candidate Joan Biglinger is at 7%, with just 5% saying they don't know or refusing to answer. On her website, Biglinger claims Evers and President Joe Biden are responsible for the worst economic environment in decades. Marquette pollster Charles Franklin says the governor's race has tightened since June, when Evers led Michaels by 7 in a hypothetical contest, and Biglinger wasn't included in the polling. Franklin says now the Democratic and Republican parties are strongly united behind their candidates, with Democrats having slightly more unity and independents favoring Evers by about 4 percentage points.
That small advantage Evers has with independents, the very small greater party loyalty difference, the 2.891 to 89 difference, tiny 2-point crossover vote, those are the things that manufacture that 2-point Evers advantage in the overall race.
Franklin says looking ahead, Evers has a strong advantage over Michaels, both in public perception of whether the candidates care about them and share the public's values. Less than 10% aren't sure about the Democratic incumbent, but 23% don't know about the Republican challenger.
Campaigns matter. What happens with that 23% between now and November as they come to form impressions of Tim Michaels? Do they develop positive images, in which case his balance of cares and not cares is going to improve for him? Do they develop negative images?
Franklin says perceptions of Evers can also change, but probably less so because people are pretty familiar with the governor after 4 years in office, plus his previous years as state school superintendent. Franklin says support for independents like Biglinger tends to slip closer to the general election. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.